Weeaboo Horde. Amongst these scores of waifu-less men, there was one Annan, aged 8 plus 10. This man had a dream, and to that end he can work off his butt for a trip to Japan, so that he might finally one day see the Akihabara that shone in his dreams. Over the registers and lattes he slaved, and finally, one day, the money was saved. Checking the prices of hotels and flights, he finally arranged the end of his plight. However, when the time finally came, and at the airport his excitement he could barely contain, he was extremely surprised to suddenly find that a blink of the eye was a trick of the mind. In a flash, his surroundings all changed, and he could not even see the way that he'd came. As he looked all around, his mind in a tither, he heard a shrill voice suddenly beckon him hither.
"Are you the young man who is looking to fly to the land of waifus and anime girls? If your wish is past me to get by, you'll have to give my test a whirl."
The man spun around, and behind him he found an airport kiosk stuck out from the ground. But the woman behind it, something was off. Her face was all gaunt, and her voice like a cough. And yet he approached, as if bound by a spell, and an iron will that left him compelled. Her uniform was ragged, her complexion quite odd. Her tag said funless, proud A-mod.
"Welcome to the airport, young man, a place of struggle and strife. Now you will answer my questions offhand, assuming you value your life. Only those who pass this test are allowed to fly to Japan. So prove yourself above the rest and answer these questions as best as you can."
"I may be perplexed by your appearance, witch, but I will not so simply back down. For among Anans I've earned my crown as the trivia king of the ditch. Dally not, ask away, and I shall answer thy menace in kind. I know not what delusion has gripped my mind, but I swear to reach Japan this day." The witch did sneer, amused with her toy, as she thought of a question with a face that was coy. She pulled out a paper and opened the slip with an expression like a sneer snug on her lip.
"Question 1. In 2015, an anime aired about a skeleton man. Tell me the name of that show's OP that rang him in as he took over the land."
For a moment, our hero was racking his brains before the answer came to him with just a small strain. He smirked and looked the witch in the eye, confident as a smug posting guy.
"With such an easy query, you thought you could fool me? This question's as easy as fucking an anime mother, for the answer surely can be no other than Klaatu Noia by OXT!